Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So about a month ago, or earlier this month, we had heard that three American tourists who were at a sandals resort in Bahamas, a very popular sandals resort, a very popular destination for Americans, had died, with a fourth person needing hospitalization. And when we originally heard that this one couple and then this other couple that were in the same building all fell ill, needed to go to a clinic the day before, then was found dead the next day. Immediately we were thinking, well, okay, maybe carbon monoxide, something might have happened overnight, something they were exposed to in the room. They ruled out alcohol, poisoning. Remember what happened with the Dominican Republic where people die, or people, I believe they died from, tainted alcohol. But it just seemed like maybe there was something going on from a carbon monoxide standpoint. Well, the Nassau Guardian has now confirmed that pathologists and toxicology reports determined that it was carbon monoxide poisoning that killed those American tourists. Now, the people who sadly passed away was, and I apologize here, Michael Phillips, 68 years old, and Robbie Phillips' wife. They were from Tennessee. Vincent Chiarelli, 64 years old, from Florida. They were all found dead on May 6th. Chiarella's wife at the time was sent to Nassau Hospital and then airlifted to a hospital in Miami, Florida. Her current condition is unclear. Now, both of them, I've been to Sandals, but I've never afforded the villas, so I've always just kind of been in the, hotel room area. But apparently some of these villas are kind of like duplexes where you could have multiple, they have the access to the outside, they're like villas, they're like little homes. And so they share the same building. So when two units share something, many times they will share air conditioning units or share furnaces or share. And so the source of the carbon monoxide still has not been released. I'm assuming it has to be, something that both units shared from a furnace standpoint or, but it's frightening in that they went on vacation. They're on the beach in a beach resort. So your windows are open. Your doors are open. To die of carbon monoxide poisoning means everything must have been locked up very, very tight, or there had to have been a real high amount of very high leak and buildup. And the other thing that is, to me, concerning is the idea that both villas were locked up entirely. Mostly somebody sleeps, like my husband. My husband always wants a window open when he sleeps. And I'm like, what about mosquitoes? What about this? Like, well, there's a screen. Me, I don't like the breeze. I don't like stagnant air. But if a breeze is on my face, I can't sleep. So then he sleeps by the window. I sleep, cuddled next to him so the air hits him, and then I don't. So for two families to have the same desires for window closure, it starts to make you wonder if it was a high flow or a high concentrate. And, to go on vacation to a very well-known resort, very highly rated one, and to die because of carbon monoxide poisoning, that's a real big mess up. And it's scary and obviously concerning lots of people in terms of travel. So just to review, carbon monoxide is a two-atom chemical made of carbon and oxygen. Monoxide means one oxygen, as opposed to carbon dioxide, two oxygens. So carbon dioxide is what we breathe out. Carbon monoxide is a very common chemical. And this carbon monoxide looks like two oxygen atoms to the body. So you have CO for carbon monoxide and two oxygen atoms, so it's two atoms. And they look a lot alike to the body. So, sadly, carbon monoxide poisoning, you don't feel it, you don't taste it, it's odorless, colorless, you don't know you're breathing it in, but your body will breathe it in going, huh, this sounds good. I mean, I guess here's my oxygen. And then you end up suffocating. According to the CDC, 50,000 people visit the emergency room each year due to accidental carbon monoxide poisoning, killing an average of 430 people annually. So oxygen can't be alone as one single atom, which is why it has to hook onto either a carbon or another oxygen. You can't just have oxygen as a free unit safely and with stability. So blood cells have hemoglobin. Hemoglobin carries oxygen to the tissues. Since carbon monoxide competes with oxygen, the hemoglobin can't tell the difference, takes up the carbon monoxide, brings carbon monoxide to the tissues. The tissues can't use it as a very prominent oxygen source, and then what ends up happening is you asphyxiate. You fall asleep. You could have a headache, sore throat, cough, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, difficulty breathing, wheezing, dizziness, chest pain, fainting, confusion, fatigue, weakness, blurred vision, rapid heart rate. Sometimes you could get a very cherry red color to your lips. That could also be a sign of carbon monoxide poisoning. Your skin could be very, very red as it's trying to vasodilate and it's trying to, you know, expand its ability to take oxygen because you're losing oxygen, and then eventually, you know, you could start, you know, looking cyanotic and not sadly, and decompensate, being hypoxic and not getting enough air, oxygen. So these individuals, which was very interesting, is all of them sought medical help the day before. Now, the average, you know, walk-in clinic might be thinking, oh, okay, well, you got the stomach flu, it could be COVID, and didn't stop to think, which is why good history is really, really important. And it's also important for there to be some discussions between doctors going, are you guys getting this? Are you guys getting this? And then maybe people could put it together like an epidemiologist. So how do we treat it? Well, because it displaces oxygen in the blood, we just hit you hard with oxygen. And we give you as much oxygen as possible to displace the carbon monoxide and get oxygen to the level. So get oxygen to the tissues. And, you know, carbon monoxide, it comes from wood, natural gas, coal, propane. Many times it comes from the combustion. I think we spoke about that, where carbon monoxide may get formed. It won't during a complete combustion, but an incomplete one. And so you'll see it from tobacco smoke, fires, fireplaces, generators, water heats, grills, clothes dryers, vehicles, landscape tools, gas stoves, furnaces, boilers. So you gotta have aeration, have a carbon monoxide monitor, and man, just if you feel sick, make sure they check you for that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I know we kind of had to rush through with the first segment on the carbon monoxide poisoning. Basically, the Bahamas Sandals tourists, the Americans that were at the Sandals Emerald Bay Resort on Exuma earlier this month who died, the pathologist and toxicology report has come back as carbon monoxide poisoning. Now, one of you had emailed me yesterday saying they thought that the path report was going to come up pesticides. The reason why pesticides had been a concern, and we are going to talk about another headline with pesticides a little bit later in the hour, but there were, after the deaths of the American tourists were reported, some of the other guests were saying that they smelled a certain odor. And so there was then a concern that there was a chemical, because you can't smell carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide is odorless, colorless. You can't smell it. You know it's there because it's making you sick, but, you know, so there were complaints from guests. According to NBC News, it was relayed to local investigators. And of course, local guests were freaked out when they heard that people died. But there were claims about the smell of an insecticide, and those concerns came out because there was a Delaware family of four back in 2015 who got seriously sick when they were poisoned by exterminators accidentally using a banned pesticide at a luxury resort at a U.S. Virgin Islands. So the initial theory was somebody's using a pesticide that they shouldn't. And so from what we understand, that has been ruled out. NASA Guardian had said that yesterday the pathologist, they got the report early on, but they had said that the pathologist was going to release their findings yesterday, the autopsy and toxicology report that included the carbon monoxide poisoning. The they feel that there is no public health concern. Forensic scientists have taken samples from both villas where, supposed to be villas, but we call them villas, where the victims were discovered to determine if there were any contaminants. So it looks like they did rule that out. But it is it's a good thought, because yes, a few years back, the there were resorts using banned pesticides. So, you know, you really take your life into other people's hands when you go to another territory or another place, and you know, there might not be the oversight. Somebody might do something halfway, you know, oh my gosh, you know, we have a spider, there's spiders, you know, we'll grab the pets, though, we don't have we'll go to the store, grab something. I don't know. I don't know what could have happened back in 2015, but all I know is in this particular case, you know, it's one of those things where I would probably suggest, if you travel, to one, know the warning signs of carbon monoxide poisoning. So mild carbon monoxide poisoning is slight headache, nausea, vomiting, fatigue. Medium carbon monoxide poisoning, where it could start, you know, bothering you with severe headache, confusion, drowsiness, and your heart rate speeding up. Why does your heart rate speed up? Because your body's not getting enough oxygen, because carbon monoxide is competing with oxygen, so your heart rate tries to increase cardiac output. The heart's thinking, well, if I beat more blood to the area, it'll get more oxygen. And it only works temporarily because, you know, the carbon monoxide is starting to compete with oxygen. Extreme carbon monoxide poisoning is where you lose consciousness, you could convulse, go through cardio, respiratory failure, and then die. Sadly, the bodies were found, at least two of them, to have looked like they were convulsing. So, as I said, you know, the guests went to a medical facility. I think they had nausea, fatigue, headaches. I forget all their symptoms. And I'm not exactly sure what they were diagnosed with, but I doubt they were diagnosed with carbon monoxide poisoning. And so, you know, because it could come from, you know, clothes dryers, water heaters, generators, and grills, etc. You know, if there's something that is ventilating into your room and your room does not have out ventilation, it could sadly then, you know, compete with the amount of oxygen that you are able to breathe in. And it doesn't take much. You know, as I said, where carbon monoxide is formed is from the incomplete combustion of fuels of wood, natural gas, coal, propane. If your air quality is poor or your temperature is low, carbon monoxide can get formed. It wouldn't during a complete combustion. Complete combustions produce water and carbon dioxide. So incomplete combustions, you get the water and carbon dioxide, but you also get carbon monoxide. It's this chemical reaction. And so people usually in the winter months are more at risk. It's colder outside. They're confined. They're not letting the cold air in. But the thing is if it's really, really hot, you know, and somebody's putting on the air conditioning and, you know, they're like, well, you know, keep the windows closed so we don't get the hot air, that could also put you at risk. So first, you need to have a good carbon monoxide monitor. Make sure that's in your living space. Change the batteries out regular. Carbon monoxide monitors are small enough to pack and take with you. bring a carbon monoxide monitor with you when you travel. I don't think it's a bad idea. My husband does that now. Secondly, you want to avoid having the fire in the grill near your room. You know, have that coming close to your area if you're going to have a close space. You know, if you are going to be, let's say, you know, cooking something or grilling something or whatever, do it outside, obviously, but not, you know, under the canopy or porch. Thirdly, you know, for cars are a big source of carbon monoxide for those of us that aren't on vacation and have a car in the garage. Avoid running your car within closed spaces. Open the garage. Make sure your exhaust system is checked regularly to ensure CO, carbon monoxide, is not leaking into the vehicle. Finally, if your car has a tailgate, make sure you open the other doors or windows to avoid carbon monoxide being sucked into the car. So let's say you're at a tailgate. You have the back open, and you have the kids in the front seat hanging out and playing. That could sadly confine their airspace, and they breathe in more carbon monoxide. So if the car is running at all, you need to open those windows. You know, another thing I always worry about is, you know, I'll come home, and there'll be a phone call, or I'll see my son come home, and then he closes the garage, you know, but the car is still running because he's on the phone. Don't close the garage until you get out of the car. Do not close the garage. Unless, of course, you feel like you're not safe, but then shut the car off. The CDC recommends the following. Install a battery-operated or battery backup carbon monoxide detector in your home. Check or replace the detector's battery when you change the time on your clocks each spring and fall. You know how we change our, I'm working on it, people. You know how we change our clocks twice a year, and that's when we change our fire alarm batteries. Change your carbon monoxide batteries at the same time. If we do away with the biannual time changes and just have one time throughout the year, we'll have to figure out a six-month reminder. Consider, they say, buying a detector with a digital readout. This detector can tell you the highest level carbon monoxide concentration in your home, in addition to alarming. Replace your carbon dioxide detector every 5 years. So you don't want something that just beeps when it's high. You want to know when you're getting close to high, so you want to look at the monitor. Have your heating system, water heater, and any other gas, oil, or coal-burning appliances serviced by a qualified technician every year. Do not use... I mean, how many of you really do that? How many of you have your water heater, heating system, you know, have people come and inspect it every year? I don't because I worry that someone's going to mess with it going, oh, now it's broken and I need to pay us. But sadly, you know, you could be at risk then, you know, for carbon monoxide leaks. So make sure it's a company you trust that could come out and check for you. Do not use portable flameless chemical heaters indoors. If you smell an odor from your gas refrigerator, have an expert service it. They say an odor from your gas refrigerator could mean it could be leaking carbon monoxide. Now, it doesn't mean you're smelling the carbon monoxide, but it means there could be a gas leak and something coming through, maybe Freon, I don't know. When you buy gas equipment, only buy it carrying the seal of a national testing agency, such as Underwriters Laboratories, according to the CDC. They say make sure your gas appliances are vented properly. Horizontal vent pipes for appliances, such as a water heater, should go up slightly as they go outdoors. This prevents CO, carbon monoxide, from leaking if the joints or pipes aren't fitted tightly. Have your chimney checked and cleaned every year. Chimneys can get blocked by debris. Remember I told you guys that if in an ice storm your car is stuck, clean out that tailpipe, because when you do turn on the car a little bit to heat up and to keep the car kind of warm, we tell you not too long because the carbon monoxide buildup, open a window maybe, and then shut that off. Never burn charcoal indoors. Don't use portable gas camp stoves indoors. Never use a generator inside your home, basement, or garage less than 20 feet from any window, door, or vent. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Make me kill. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
There's been an update to the Republican gubernatorial candidates in Michigan. Katie Lewis has a special report.
And then there were five. The Michigan Elections Bureau says five of the 10 Republicans running for governor failed to file enough valid signatures for their nomination. Those include James Craig and Perry Johnson, along with Michael Markey and Donna Brandenburg. In related news, Captain Michael Brown has taken himself out of the race. The Board of State Canvassers will meet Thursday to consider the Bureau's findings. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Three people have died after a people smuggling boat capsized off the coast of eastern Mexico. Four others were rescued after the 25-foot vessel capsized on Monday off a part of Veracruz State where the Tonalá River meets the Gulf of Mexico. The boat was carrying Honduran refugees. USA Radio News. The former Pennsylvania Attorney General is going to jail, Ken Burns reports.
The former Attorney General of Pennsylvania was sentenced to 2 months to a year in jail for violating parole. Kathleen Kane was the first woman and the first Democrat elected to the AG position in the Keystone State. She quit after being convicted in 2016 for leaking grand jury material to embarrass a rival. Kane was arrested in March for drunk driving. She was given credit for time already served and was scheduled to be paroled directly into resident rehab. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Justice Department is updating its use of force policy to direct federal agents to intervene if they witness any law enforcement official using excessive force in a way that violates the law. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the department's policy had not been updated since 2004. Garland's memo states that the policy of the Department of Justice is to value and preserve human life. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and big thanks to Jason, who's our producer today. So 200 people right now are being monitored for monkeypox in Massachusetts after coming into contact with an unnamed man who became the state's first confirmed case last week. This is according to a health official. Dr. Jennifer McQuiston, a deputy director at the CDC, said most of those the exposed were healthcare workers. A few were also, quote, personal contacts of the patient. Now, this monkeypox is a little confusing for a lot of us because, okay, monkeypox, even though it's been around for decades, it hasn't been something that we have, known to be global. And there might be cases that happen in Africa. There might be an occasional outbreak like we had in America with some prairie dogs. But this is something where we are seeing multiple countries affected. And what we knew about monkeypox at the time when it was first seen in humans in the 1970s was that it was an illness that was zoonotic. It came from animals. It came from rodents, monkeys, maybe squirrels, something that got bit or scratched. Could affect a human from a bite, scratch, close contact. And then humans could spread it to other humans, according to the CDC, by, quote, large respiratory droplets. Sex wasn't necessarily a big concern of transmission, but yeah, if you're having sex with somebody, you're close enough to breathe on them. But now they're saying this doesn't really seem to be more of a respiratory thing. This might be more of a skin-on-skin contact thing, contact sort of transmission. And so rather than what the CDC originally said, where it was more droplet, now professionals are saying it looks like you need sustained physical touch, meaning, prolonged touching, although sex with me doesn't last longer than a minute or two, so, maybe, but for the average person that has a very nice, healthy sexual encounter, that could sadly not be healthy if there was somebody with chickenpox. So, 200 people being watched is a high number. That doesn't necessarily mean that 200 people have it, okay? There have been cases reported now, one in Massachusetts, I think, one in New York, one in Florida. I think the cases now have risen to 7 presumptive cases, a man in Florida, a second person in Florida, a man in Washington. Apparently, the man in Washington lives in King County, which includes Seattle. He tested positive for the virus that includes monkeypox. He's isolated at home and awaiting confirmatory results. I'm trying to see if there's any other states. Let me see. I think Utah had one case, Boston, New York City, Fort Lauderdale. So in terms of countries, we're seeing multiple countries report cases. Australia, Israel, Switzerland, Austria, Germany, Sweden, Denmark, Netherlands, Belgium, UK seems to have the higher number, as well as Spain. Portugal has about 37 cases. France, only 3. Canada, I think they're investigating 18 cases. Morocco has 3 confirmed. Italy, 4 confirmed. Greece, 1 suspected. In Spain, they have 60 suspected but 41 confirmed. You have 1 case suspected in Argentina. So, signs of monkeypox are fever, headache, body aches, swollen lymph glands, chills, and then, fever as well. But then this rash, there are these pustules that you can get where they start kind of flat and then they get to form like big bubbles, like big blisters. And then they scab and then they fall off, kind of like chickenpox did. So, one of you had asked, is this affecting the heterosexual population at all? Well, remember, as I said, somebody could say they're heterosexual or not. Heterosexual can be a spectrum. We don't know if every single case is in the gay bisexual community, but they are believing that gay bisexual men are at increased risk. That doesn't necessarily mean that every case is in somebody who's gay bisexual, has gone to a sauna, went to that sex rave. There's 2 sex raves that are under investigation that might have been the sources. So, I mean, pretty easy to figure out. Just, ask all these people, were you there? And if not, who did you sleep with? And then if those people were there, then, it does take some time, but it's the epidemiologists do have a plan. So according to Fox News, they say officials at the CDC are now warning that even though anyone could get infected with the monkeypox virus, there is an increased risk for men in the gay and bisexual community. According to CDC epidemiologist Dr. John Brooks, he says awareness of this reality is critical to empowering people to make informed decisions about their personal health and health of their community. Now, Brooks is with the Division of HIV/AIDS Prevention and said that while the virus is not like an STD, sexually transmitted infection, it can be transmitted by both personal and sexual contact. And they said with, quote, a notable fraction of recorded cases occurring among gay men. So a notable fraction means not all of them. So that's why it's still something that we're trying to investigate, because, you know, if people look at the headlines going, well, I wasn't at a sex rave in Spain or Belgium, so, you know, I don't have anything to worry about. If this is something that somebody could carry and then have sex with you, yeah. So anybody who has a rash or lesions in the genital or perianal regions need to be fully evaluated. Now, a big question that I've had, and I think a lot of people have had, is why now? Why multiple cases looked at in multiple... Monkeypox has been around. People have had sex raves. I mean, I'm sure they had it in the 60s. What made this so much more prominent? Now, you know, I like to blame COVID. I think our immunity's down. Yeah. Portuguese virologists think that maybe the strain is similar to the one that cropped up in Britain 4 years ago, and they think it might have mutated. They said samples taken from a handful of patients, they said struck down in the fresh outbreak, suggests that the virus had collated an extra 50 mutations. Researchers say this was far more than one would expect considering the estimated substitution rate for orthopox viruses. They also warn that an evolutionary jump, like with the COVID Omicron strain, may have caused a hyper-mutated virus. Now, the Danish manufacturer of the smallpox vaccine, which is also effective against monkeypox, had last year warned that outbreaks are becoming more frequent. He claimed it could be down to the virus's genetic evolution. But experts, according to Daily Mail, are still analyzing the genome, and the World Health Organization said yesterday there is no sign that the virus has mutated. In fact, they say that the strain circulating is much milder than others. So, you know, monkeypox infections, you know, rarely are spotted outside Africa, but they have. The virus lives in animals. So usually imported outbreaks fizzle out after a few days. This is a little concerning because we're going on into a few weeks of this now. And so, I'm wondering if they're going to stop calling it monkeypox as well. So they think that the spread of the disease happened because of two raves that occurred in Belgium and Spain. So, you know, another theory they are looking at is maybe there was a single origin at a super spreader event. And then those people got it, took it home, gave it to other people. So the lab, this virus is, for some reason, finding opportunities. And why it found opportunities now, again, it makes you think either it evolved, it changed, or our immune system is different because we've been acting differently the last couple of years. You know, masks, not getting regular infections, not building up our immune system. So, you know, it does make us wonder why now. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I had a patient this morning, and I do see patients before I go on air. I mean, my day is a very, very long day. And so when I'm ready for the show, I'm ready for the show. And while I wait for the show, I'll see patients. I'm like, hi, Dr. Dahlia. Like, hi, Dr. Dahlia. So really, really nice patient this morning who felt like he was kicked in the gonads, in the huevos. And he had testicular pain. Both sides kind of hurt, but more one side than the other. And he was really, really nice. And, you know, I talked to him about the gamut of things that this could be. But I am noticing, as I do telemedicine, because I'm also a doctor. I know, big shock there. Yeah, I got through medical school. I did. I notice that we are getting a lot more testicle issues calling in. Now, it could just be people are not as embarrassed. Like, you know what? Yeah, I'll get somebody like Dahlia, but it's not like she's going to talk about it on air, so it's okay. And I never mention names, you know, but I want to teach you guys things. So, yes, I'm going to talk about conditions, but I'm not going to reveal anybody's, you know, personal information. But one could be maybe people are a little bit more comfortable, but I really think we're seeing an uptick in testicular issues. And I can't put my finger on it if it's COVID-related, if it's STD-related, because a lot of different things can cause pain in the testicles or pain in men's genitals. So, reviewing the anatomy. Okay, do I need to review the male anatomy? Yeah, I do. Okay, so you guys have, the penis, right? And that allows not only you to have a tube, a conduit to pee-pee, but also a conduit for sperm. And going back, that has connections to your bladder. So your bladder can empty urine, and that bladder has connections up. So you have a penis opening, that you have your urethra through the penis, the bladder. Then you have the ureters going up to the kidneys, and then the kidneys that can, you know, make the urine. From the genital side of things, that's a uro side. From the genital side of things, you have the prostate, you have seminal vesicles, vas deferens, epididymis, and these are cords that have to go through the prostate that makes the fluid to make semen, and then that comes out through, again, the penis and goes out to wherever it goes out to. Sometimes computer screens, so you make sure to clean it up. But then it all starts with the testicle. And the testicle is housed within the scrotum, and the scrotum protects it. The scrotum is a very complex body part because it needs to keep the testicles a little cooler from the body. There's muscles in there, the cremasters, to keep them just a little bit cooler because your body heat could thwart sperm production. And it also tries to protect them as well. You know, I mean, those are, you know, a man's fertility is dangling, you know, by a thread sometimes or by a cord. So when you have pain in that area near the testicle, it could be from a whole variety of organs in the area. It could be from the testicle. It could be from bladder. It could be from the prostate. It could also be a hernia, because right around that area, you got bowel. Even though it might not be connected to them directly, you have bowel that can go through, you know, the cords and get into the canals and get into the scrotum, which is why when some people feel a hernia, they might feel it near their, you know, groin area, but or it might go down into the testicle. So when you have pain, there's a bunch of different things it could be. Now, your testicle could twist, it could torse. So my patient today was like, I read online, do I have to rush to the hospital? Well, if you're not in that much pain, it might not be torsion, but it could be something else. It could be an infection of the testicle itself, an orchitis. It could be infection of the epididymis, you know, the tube, behind the testicle that can get inflamed. It could be a hydrocele where you have a fluid collection. It could be a varicocele, an enlarged vein. But it could be the prostate. Like when you feel like it's in between the testicles, not only could it be, you know, any of what I spoke about, but it could be the prostate inflamed. Now, STDs, STIs, like chlamydia, gonorrhea, could cause issues there, especially in younger men. But with older men, we also want to make sure we're ruling out cancer, things like that. With hernias we have to be very, very careful of, because hernias where the bowel pushes through, and the bowel I had a hernia. I had a hernia through the belly button after I had surgery, and then I had a hernia because the mesh was bad, as you know, you saw with all the, you know, issues online with mesh. But hernia is where your musculature isn't strong enough to hold the muscles, or the body can't hold the intestines back. So the intestines push through because there's a lot of pressure keeping those intestines. You have a lot of bowels. And, you know, if you gut something, everything comes out because there's so many, it takes a lot of pressure to keep them in. So sometimes that pressure finds weak spots, and they could find it through hernias. I've been doing some research on spermatic cord liposarcomas. Many of those sometimes get misdiagnosed as hernias. And hernias, you know, you could tell if it's a hernia because, you know, sometimes you could hear the bowel wall. Sometimes, you know, you could produce it, things like that. But many times some of these presentations might go, oh, you just have a hernia. And then when you read the case study, you're like, it actually turned out to be something that could have been cancerous. So when people call online, you know, and they call a telemedicine physician and they go, look, I have testicular pain, you know, just give me some antibiotics. Even though antibiotics could treat some of the infectious causes, we're not supposed to treat that online. If you do have an epididymitis, many of those are caused by STDs. And so those have to be screened, and then we have to see if you carry it, and then you need to notify your partner and possibly get them treated. So, you know, people keep calling and like, oh, yeah, I'm just treated online. Be careful getting treated online for any groin pain, because as you can see, there's so many things going on. And I also have, I diagnosed one person with COVID because they came in with testicular pain. Nothing else was going on. They were already ultrasounded. Everything looked normal, according to their doctor. I'm like, maybe it's COVID. And there has been cases where apparently the SARS-CoV-2, you know how they need ACE receptors? Well, there's ACE receptors in the testicle. And so there was a case, there's been a couple cases of orchitis where the testicle, the actual testicle gets inflamed and infected. So I'm not saying every time you get testicle pain, it's COVID. But, you know, why I bring this up, let me see, I want to make sure I have plenty of time. Okay, good, I still have time. Why I bring this up is there's a whole variety of things that could be going on, and we take it seriously. Just like we take ovaries seriously and uterus seriously. And many men, I get, you know, you're embarrassed. I get, you know, people like, why do I have to go to an ER? If you are having any sort of testicular pain, we want to ultrasound you. If we want to get a urine sample, which can be done in urgent care, but we want to ultrasound you. Most urgent cares don't have an ultrasound. Now, urgent cares could test you for a hernia. They could do the exam, you know, where they test you for a hernia. They could do a urine test. They could maybe run some lab testing for STDs. But, you know, if you're having any sort of significant pain, we like you get an ultrasound, or we like you getting scanned. If it'll depend on the doctor if it's something that needs to be done urgently, or if it's something that could be done as, you know, an outpatient or done with a urologist. I love urologists. I think urologists should be consulted whenever you have issues with your testicle, with your penis, with your prostate. I think there's good family docs out there, good internists, but I think we really underuse urologists. And urologists are very, very good at weighing the risks and benefits when it comes to prostate cancer and testing and screening and things like that. And so I've always used them to co-manage. And I'm just noticing much more testicle issues lately. I don't know why. You know, but you know, if I could leave you guys with something urgent, you know, or something, you know, don't blow anything off. You know, having had, patients with, you know, younger people in the family with testicular cancer and things like that, we want you to examine yourself. Make sure that if you do feel any lump, you get that checked out. You know, if you're, tell your boys, if you have boys, tell my boys all the time, did you check your testicles today? No, Mom. We'll do it. If you find something, tell me, tell Dad, or we'll take you to the doctor, but check your testicles. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.